Now, this is a commutation phase one hearing for Winston Edmonds, 18096224. Mr. Edmonds is 44 years old, and he has served a 9-year sentence for attempted armed robbery. Mr. Edmonds, his sentence began on July 14, 2014. Mr. Edmonds has asked for a time-served reduction in his sentence. Without this requested reduction, Mr. Edmonds' absolute date is May 8, 2022. Mr. Edmonds has an extensive criminal history dating back to 1992. This history has charges ranging from theft to larceny to aggravated robbery, armed robbery, and drug charges. He has 10 felony convictions, including this one. This offense involved an armed robbery in an establishment where it was in a Jack in the Box. He went in, he had what appeared to be a shotgun under the jacket. He was yelling and hollering for the money, and one of the victims literally approached Francis Randolph in the bathroom and here and called the police. He did not get any money, and after he was very shortly arrested by the police. However, when he was charged and tried and convicted, his extensive assaulting behavior in the background and his criminal record and the number of felony offenses that he was convicted of aggravated the sentencing. He had two counts originally. The first one was sentenced with the allegation of one proven prior felony. The second offense with attempted aggravated assault was not aggravated with that, with the prior felony, so it was a little bit less sentence. But anyway, on the very minimum for attempted aggravated assault on prior 3.25 years, presumptive is 6.5 years, and the max is 13, and aggravated max is 16.25. When you add the other attempted aggravated, there's a tip about the robbery, and I will be on here. So, when you look at the other one without the prior, it's the mitigated minimum is 2 years, presumptive is 3.5, maximum is 7, and the aggregate maximum is 8.75. In the plea agreement, count 2 was received a probation, which was consecutive to count 1. Count 3 was dismissed, and that had allegations of multiple priors. So based on everything that was in the plea agreement and what Mr. Edmonds received, I don't think that 9 years is an excessive sentence for the crime and the totality of the circumstances. So I'm going to go through instruction for you and the rest of my board members, if there is any.
Agreed.
No discussion? Okay, so I'm going to make a motion to not pass Mr. Winston Edmonds, age 096224, not pass him to phase two at this time.
Second.
Agreed.
Mr. Marcellus, second by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Canonis. And this will be my hearing.
Thank you so very much.